Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, we'll move on for the moment. According to local representatives, drugs menus are being dropped through university student letterboxes in Limerick to highlight what's on offer. These are also being shared on WhatsApp groups as well. In addition to these menus, QR codes are being plastered on lampposts in different parts of the city, including near Mary Eye and O'Connell Street as well. You can scan the code, which brings customers, so to speak, to a website which promises a range of drugs delivered direct to their door. Crack cocaine, cocaine and heroin are among the drugs of choice for a lot of people in the city. In a moment, I'll be joined by Sinn Féin TD for Limerick City, Maurice Quinlivan, and Pauline McKeown, who's Chief Executive of Cool Mine Addiction Services, to get the nationwide picture. But first, our reporter John Cook spoke with students in Limerick about the availability of drugs in the city.
Drugs are readily available for all students, not just in Limerick. No.
It's exam time at the University of Limerick, with some students I met starting to celebrate their finals at the student bar.
Dealers are targeting groups of students, especially in student accommodation, and it's really horrible to see.
And what kind of drugs are we talking about?
Well, you get the whole lot. Like majority of the time, it's either weed or cocaine, usually.
Do you know how much people pay for this, or are they being quoted prices, or what?
It depends. Like a lot of places, like in my town where I'm from, you know who's at it, and you know where to get it. There's a lot of people, like, they vary their prices, and they will occasionally just do it to see where they can get rid of it and where they can get out, get people addicted to it, and then of course then have constant flow of money so people can keep coming back to them. Like,
how are drugs advertised around here?
A lot of the time it'd be, you know, going out to the pub, going out to the bar or a nightclub or anything like that, and you'd see, oh, go on, come in here for a minute, take this, you have a great time.
But you haven't seen these QR codes or people coming to your door or putting flyers through letterboxes as suggested by some local representatives in Limerick?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Right, you might just be out for a few pints and you end up going back for a pizza, for a kebab. You know, people will approach you about it, and even people broadcasting on social media and this kind of thing, you know, and advertising, you know.
You can find them just about anywhere, but I don't use anything that's illegal.
You said you were smoking hash or vaping, was it? Or
you'd be vaping, but you wouldn't be smoking the actual herb.
Okay.
Because there's too much danger in that, I find.
So what you got there is legal?
Oh, this is just a regular vape.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But you seemed interested when I was asking people about the availability of drugs.
Well, it's constant. Like, I know people who use cocaine, I know people who use ketamine. But people find that when you are smoking weed, it's not the bogeyman people make it out to be. And then people get this misconception that because weed isn't the end of the world, because weed isn't this big nightmare thing, that then they can go off and try ketamine and cocaine and all sorts. Okay. And those I'd stay away from. Those are dangerous.
So you think you need to differentiate between maybe what we'd see as the harder drugs and weed, as you say it?
Yeah.
I've never gotten anything in our post box, anything on like lampposts or whatever.
Away from the college campus, I also met residents of a private estate where many students live in rented houses.
I think there might be slightly easier access to harder drugs in Limerick, as in like ket or coke, but I don't think... Like, there's drugs everywhere. I'm not from Limerick, I'm from Galway. People do drugs in Galway just as easily as they do in Limerick. I was up in Dublin 2 weeks ago, and drugs were, you know, very clearly much more of an issue up there.
I think it's accessible everywhere, but it's just more out in the open in Limerick. Like, it's the same in Galway and everything, but you just wouldn't see it as much. It's kind of more hidden.
And what do you mean it's more out in the open?
Obviously, you'd see people going to the bathroom or whatever, and you'd even see it at tables sometimes, like, just out in the open, people sniffing coke or whatever. I don't know, it definitely is more... easily accessible, yeah.
Is it cheaper, do you think? Some people are saying
I actually don't know, to be honest. But my friends do it and they would say, yeah, it's cheaper than at home.
Limerick woman Fionnuala tells me she's not a student but enjoys living in an area populated by many of them and has never had any drugs flyers posted through her letterbox.
I was surprised to hear that because I never see it.
You say to me drugs are certainly more normalised.
You would see people queuing up outside certain doors. You would see people suffering from the after effects, maybe on methadone or whatever. And you get the smell when you pass people on the lighter drugs. But here I wouldn't really notice it. You know, you get the drink and parties, but I don't see it here any worse than anywhere else.
The University of Limerick told me they have a zero-tolerance approach to illegal substances on campus and outlined details of their health promotion programme, including student supports, led by their substance use and gambling support officer, Eva Devaney.
I have heard anecdotal evidence of flyers and QR codes anecdotal evidence is fine, but I think we need to maybe research a little bit further. I think trends are in line with national trends. You know, we know that cocaine is on the rise. Cannabis is always the first drug of choice with people who encounter treatment services, for example. So I don't think a campus is any different from any other village, town, city in Ireland at the moment.
That's Dr. Eva Devaney, Health Substance Use Officer at University of Limerick there, speaking with John Cook. I'm joined now by Maurice Quinlivan, who's Sinn Féin TD in Limerick, and also by Pauline McKeown, who's Chief Executive of Cool Mine Addiction Services. You're both very welcome. Maurice, I'll turn to you first of all. There was a major piece in The Examiner on drug use in the city of Limerick today. I mean, is it, as in your experience, as prevalent as what was described in John's report there?
Yeah, I think it's a massive problem in Limerick. It's no news to me. Like, I'm a member of the Drug and Alcohol Forum for the last, more than a dozen years. You know, for instance, 3 years ago, there was local media reporting that crack cocaine use in Limerick, you know, it was twice the level of what was going on in Dublin. So it's no surprise, you know, and then you can see the outcomes of that in certain parts of the city, particularly more than others. Open drug dealing, drug paraphernalia, people queuing up, as somebody referenced there in one of the interviews earlier on, people queuing up to buy the drugs. We've had issues though where the drug, and we call them locally crack houses, you know, 24/7 operating. Now, the Gardaí did a good job in certain circumstances, but they haven't been able to do the results they need to do because they don't have the numbers.
Yeah, we'll come to that. You say crack cocaine is cheaper in Limerick.
Well, my understanding, and it has been for a number of years, so people have been coming to Limerick, and look, crack cocaine didn't just appear in Limerick. It was designed deliberately, and I've said this publicly on a number of occasions, and a local organised crime gang treated it like a business proposal, decided they were bringing crack cocaine to Limerick, and that's exactly what they've done. And they targeted
targeting Limerick then?
Yeah, well, not necessarily targeting Limerick. It was the target of Limerick because that's where the organised crime gang was based.
Okay.
But they targeted people who would have been vulnerable anyway. So they targeted people that initially who were on heroin, and that's what they used. So they had the market there, and it's obviously a lot more addictive substance. It's probably one of the most addictive substances.
Yeah.
Available, and you know, it has caused chaos around parts of Limerick City.
And look, if there are drugs widely available, it was mentioned there in John's report in Galway, and certainly in Dublin and Cork, everywhere, every town and village in the country. It's not Limerick.
It's just never.
So the reason I mentioned that is, but the reason I'm asking you, obviously, you're a TD in the city, and the piece in the Examiner today mentioned the QR codes, Maurice, as well. I mean, have you come across those?
Yeah, I've seen the QR codes around myself. You know, I haven't seen the leaflets being delivered. I've only heard that anecdotally as well, as people have referenced. That's news to me that there's leaflets were dropped to place. No, I did hear of that a number of years ago, and it's particularly in student accommodation around different of the universities we have in Limerick. Like, Limerick is a great university town. It's very universities. We have a number of universities in Limerick, and they're very, very important to the local economy. And you know, they're really, really good. But you know, if we have those issues, we need to deal with those issues. Yeah, but I'm not aware of leaflets being dropped recently.
Okay.
I am aware of massive issues we have, particularly in working class and deprived areas across the city, of drug feuding going on at the moment, and we have open drug dealing, and crack cocaine is a particular problem we have in Limerick. We've brilliant local organisations doing really good work, and Liffey on the ground, for instance, you know, doing street reach out. We have the Progressive Guard led operation Lear project, whereby they don't charge a person for the first time they have arrested with a substance
Good work is being done, you say, but they need
good work
more.
Been done,
have you heard though of under 12 drug dealers?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't just heard of it. I've seen it. And unfortunately, in the last week or so, I've been in touch with senior Gardaí to go to an area of the city where children were selling crack cocaine in a playground. And, you know, unfortunately, that was less than 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, not that I just heard of it. I've seen it, and I'm well aware of it. And, you know, that would be back to the same organised crime gang, because they know that those children won't be prosecuted. You know, so it's an easy way for them to distance themselves another layer.
That keeps them away from the lowest of the low, using children in that way.
It's the absolute lowest of the low, because you know, at the end of the day, these kids are children themselves, like, you know, being exploited by people who are making millions of euros out of this, and that's what we're looking at there. Yeah. So what I would say is, if we're going after people, we need to go after the people who are making profit, not the people on the ground who are selling.
Well, it's very difficult, as you pointed out before, to go after the people who are bosses when they're using effectively children. Can I bring in, if I may, Pauline McKeown, who's Chief Executive of Cool Mind Addiction Services? What struck me, Pauline, is that we have under 12 drug dealers now on the streets of Ireland dealing drugs. But what you're telling us at Cool Mind as well is that you have 12-year-olds, am I right in saying, coming into you for addiction treatment?
We provide the only mother and child residential services in Ireland, one in East Region and one also in the Midwest Region. Now, that would be bringing in homeless women who may be pregnant, and women with young children up to the age of 5, they would be coming into residential addiction and recovery treatment with their mum. Older children may still be in foster care and the care of extended family for the women that we work with, including the women in the Midwest. And those children would be very vulnerable. As Maurice has very eloquently pointed out, they're very, very vulnerable. They tend to be children coming from a family where it could be the second or third generation of addiction, and also a lot of social deprivation within that family.
Okay. And just to be clear, Pauline,
are very vulnerable.
Just to be clear, those children, 7, 8, 9, 10, who are presenting with their mum, let's say, they wouldn't need treatment themselves. They're just there as a dependent with their mum. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. They're there to get their own support, because often the children themselves will have experienced a certain level of trauma throughout the course of their early life. And that could be in relation to maybe violence in the home, being homeless with their parent for whatever reason not being available to them at a certain time for practical pieces, but also on an emotional level. You know, they wouldn't have had a safe environment in their early years. And I suppose if you look to certain areas within Irish society and within our cities and towns, you know, we have pockets of deprivation. We have communities that sometimes have been left behind. Limerick is no different to Galway, to Dublin, to Cork. And within those communities, the children that are there are very vulnerable to being groomed into selling drugs, running drugs, delivering drugs, and they're just very susceptible.
Okay, my goodness. Well, look, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. You say alcohol is the most common substance being abused, but we will come back to this for sure. Pauline McKeown, Chief Executive of Cool Mind Addiction Services, and Maurice Quinlivan, Sinn Féin TD for Limerick City, 51551.